Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esra Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechra Fani Rezivu Gahagun B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the setup of how the Beis Din looked. So in the previous Mishnah we learned that all the Dayanim, the 23 judges of the Din Nefashos case, this capital court case, they're arranged in a half circle, and there were two Sefer Dayanim, two court scribes, one on the right, one on the left. And now the Mishnah says the Shalosh Rishos of Talmid Chachamim Yosh Lefnehen. There was three rows of Talmid Chachamim sitting in front of the Dayanim. What were these three rows for? Let's say the 23 Dayanim were split in 12 Paskin L'chiyuv. We know that we need a majority of two, and therefore we're going to add on another two Dayanim. Or if let's say one of Dayanim died suddenly, we have to keep on adding, and it's going to keep on going until 71, like the big Sanhedrin, which means there needs to be minimum of another 48 Talmid Chachamim there, as this is not proper to have a row which has more than 23 main Dayanim. The max that each row of extras could be is 23, so two rows is 46, and it's not proper to have two sitting alone in the last row, so the last row is also going to have a full 23. So we have three rows of 23 Talmid Chachamim sitting in front of the 23 Dayanim, and kol echad ve'echad makers makaymai, every single person knows his place. The most chashiv sit on the front row, the lesser chashiv of these fill-in Dayanim, if you will, are going to sit in the second row, and the third row has the least chashiv of these Dayanim. And ha'yitzrichon lesmaich, let's say they have to put another Dayan up there, they add on a Dayan from the first row. It's basically going to be the first guy in the first row because he's the most chashiv, and then echad min hashniya balei l'rishayna, a fill-in Dayan from the second row is not going to move up a seat to the first row because that's been vacated by this Dayan who just went up to sit on the main dais. And v'echem min ha-shlishes, somebody in the third row, balei l'shniya, he's going to move up to the second row, and ubar lehen oid echem min ha-kahal, they're going to choose another person from the congregation, from the people who are watching. These are also Talmid Chacham as well, and Moshiv and Oseb ha-shlishes, they're going to put him in the third row. Now here's very important nekuda, v'loy ha-yoshim kamish ha-rishan el yoshim makam ha-roi loy. The one who's being installed in the empty seat is not sitting in the seat that was actually just vacated. He sits in the place that's fit for him. So let's just take this first Talmid Chacham who is in the front row and he was just put up on the dais. That vacated seat is not taken by the guy in the second row. Everyone in the first row actually moves up a seat, and now the last seat in the first row is empty. So the first guy in the second row sits in the last seat in the first row, and then everyone in the second row moves up, and that means that the first guy in the third row is going to sit in the last seat in the second row, and then everyone from the last row is going to move up a seat, and so now the last seat in the last row is empty, and someone from the Kahal, obviously again as we said, also a Talmid Chacham, he's going to be put in that seat. And now moving on to the actual proceedings of the court case. Mishnah tells us, Ketzer ma'amenes ha'edim al yedei nefashos. How do they frighten the edim? They're coming to give edos about din nefashos. So I'm machinis on his son, they would bring them in, ma'amen alein, and they would frighten them. And tell them as follows, Shama taimru me'amenu mishmua. Maybe you're giving edos about this din nefashos. Let's say you're giving edos that Reuven killed Shimon, and therefore we're going to be killing Reuven if it turns out that what you're saying is true. But maybe you're only saying that from Aymed. You estimate, you think that that's what happened, but you didn't actually see Reuven kill Shimon. Or it could be from Shmua, from hearsay. Everyone's been talking about it, so you figure to yourself, of course it's true. Why else would everyone be talking about it? Or maybe it's Aid Mipi Aid. You heard from an aid which witnessed it. Or Mipi Adam Neman Shamanu. Maybe you're going to say, we heard this from somebody who's trustworthy, and that's why you're giving this testimony. Hashem, or perhaps you're actually testifying falsely, and this never happened. And Yatam Yadim, you don't know. That we're going to check you with Drisha Chakira, we're going to cross-examine you and grill you, and we're going to find out that you're actually lying. And have we Yadim, you should know, dear Adim, the Mamanis is not like Nefashais. When dealing with monetary cases, that's totally different. Dini Mamanis, what's a monetary case? If you end up giving false testimony, so no big deal. Adim Nais and Mamanum is Chaperloi. A person could pay money and he'll have a Kapara, no issue. But Dini Nefashais, if you're going to testify falsely about something you don't know 100% about and you didn't witness it, and because of that, Reuven is going to get killed, Damai Vidamza Yosef Tulin by Adsoif Ha'olam. His blood and the blood of all of his descendants that he could have had is going to be your responsibility until the end of the world. And there's no tshuva for that. How do we know this? Shekin Mitzinu B'Kain Chargas Achiv. We find that Cain killed his brother Havel. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Demei Achicha Tzayakim. The bloods of your brother is crying out from the ground. Eino Eimer Dam Achicha. It doesn't say the blood of your brother. Elo Demei Achicha. The bloods, plural, of your brother. And what does that mean? Damai V'dam Zar Yosef. It's not only his blood, it's also the blood of all the children and descendants that could have come from him. That Cain caused that not to happen because he killed Havel. And therefore, Edim, you have to be careful that with your Edos, what you're saying is 100% true. Now, once you mention this pasuk of Demei Achicha Tzayakim, we just give a different explanation, Davar Acher, another way of understanding Demei Achicha, Sheidami Mushlach Halo Itzim Alvanim. It says the bloods of your brother, that means that his blood was all over the wood and the stones, meaning he had multiple stab wounds, and so his blood came out of many places. Now, Dayanim continue telling the Edim, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi. That's why Adam, meaning the first man who's created, he was created alone. Ulamedcha to teach you, Shekol Ha'ma'abi Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, anyone who destroys one nefesh from Yisrael, Mal Olav HaKaz pasuk kilu ibed oila male. The pasuk treats it as if he destroyed an entire world, because the whole world came from one man. So if you destroy one man because of your testimony, he gets killed, you're destroying a whole world. Now the flip side is also true. V'chol makayim nefesh achas miyisrael, anyone who sustains one nefesh from Yisrael, mal olam akazav kilu kiyim oila male. The pasuk treats it as if he sustained an entire world. Now once we're on the topic of Adam being nivra yichidi, the mission just continues. Upnei shleim abrius, Hashem also only created one man because of peace among mankind. Shleimer Adam l'chaver, so that one person shouldn't tell his friend, Abba gadol me'avicha, my father is greater than your father. If Hashem would have created two people at the beginning of the world, so the descendants of one of them would tell the descendants of the other, well, I come from a greater person, and therefore I'm greater than you. That's why Hashem just created one man, so therefore everyone comes from the same person, and there can't be any fights. And also, v'shleyu minam aymrin, so that the apikursim shouldn't say, harbi rishuyas b'shamayim, there's many powers up in Shemayim, because there were two people that were created, not one. And also, l'hagid gulasa shal kosh baruch hu, to teach the greatness of Hashem. Sh'adam tevei ha'kam medbayis b'chaisim echad v'kulam dam zel azeh. When a person mints a whole bunch of coins with the same imprint, so all of them come out looking exactly alike. But when it comes to Hashem, Hashem imprinted everyone with the imprint of Adam Rishon. Adam was the first person and everyone came from Adam Rishon. So technically, everyone should look exactly alike. But there isn't a single person in the world that's exactly like his friend. Everyone looks different. Another thing about a person being Adam Nivra Yechidi, every person has to say that the world was created because of me. I'm like a world in and of itself. I'm an Oila Male, and therefore that's going to prevent a person from doing an Avera, because like he's destroying the entire world if he does an Avera. And by the same token, if he does mitzvahs, that's going to help build the entire world. Now going back to the Edim, the Gedayonim continue telling them, Shema Taimru, maybe you're going to say, Malon V'latzara Azayis, what do we need this whole hassle and headache for? We're just going to not bother giving Edos because we don't want to run into any trouble. And the reason why they're not able to say this is because V'alei Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk already tells us, V'hu Eid Ayra Ayada, and he's an aid, he saw or he knows, Im Lo Yagid V'Gaymer, if he doesn't say, and the Pasuk continues telling us, V'nas Avaynai, he's going to bear his sin. So you Edim are actually going to be Ayver alive if you do not give your Edos. And Shema Taimru, maybe you're going to say, Ma Lanu Lachu V'damar Shalzeh, why should we be responsible for this guy's blood? We'd rather not give Edos against him and we'll just be Ayver alive, as opposed to give Edos against him and then maybe he's going to be killed and that's going to be on us. And in response to this, the Dayanim say, V'alei Kfar Nemar, it already says in the Pasuk, Uv'avoid Rishayim Rina, that when Rishayim are destroyed, that's cause for rejoicing, and therefore, if you really have proper Edos about this guy that he deserves Misa, that's a wonderful thing if you give Edos, because we don't want Rishayim in this world. So therefore, you shouldn't be afraid to give proper Edos. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Parakei Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.